we'll have a period of walking practice. And the walking practice, please take a step and in your mind say, please forgive me. Take a next step and say, I forgive you in your mind. And on the third step, say, I forgive myself. Please forgive me. I forgive you. I forgive myself. Please forgive me. I forgive you. I forgive myself. Please forgive me. I forgive you. Please, I forgive myself. And then pause and turn around and pause for a moment before you come back and say to yourself, I love you. Keep going. And then as you start back on the path, please forgive me. I forgive you. I forgive myself. Please forgive me. And then pause and turn around. I love you. Keep going back and forth. Keep going back and forth. Make sense? Can you remember those four phrases? Do you need to tattoo them? We gave this teaching, and a week later, some kid in our community came back, and on this side he had, I love you, and on this side he had, keep going. Tattoo. It is, and you could add, may I forgive you, may I come to forgive myself. You could add it. It's a little clunky. I find may I is a little, when it comes to forgiveness. The way that it works there is you say as much as I can right now. That way it's not so much affirmation. Mm-hmm. In the walking, you don't want to have so long of a sentence. I mean, you could. Yeah, absolutely. If your sense for you is that the affirmation, you don't like it, it's too, I don't actually mean it yet. You can just add, please forgive me as much as you can. I forgive you as much as I can. I forgive myself as much as I can. But it turns into quite a bit of to say, especially in the walking practice. But total permission and encouragement. With all of these phrases, with all of the heart practice phrases, find what works for you. You don't worry about traditional phrases. This isn't really a traditional practice. Guy Armstrong, one of the Spirit Rock teachers, they were kind of having this conversation of who made up the forgiveness meditation practice, because, like I said, it's in the Metta Sutta in some way, but there's nowhere that this practice is in the original suttas, the forgiveness practice. And you can't even really find it in many of the Theravadin commentaries. So they were, Guy Armstrong and I think Gil Fronsdale were having this conversation about where did this forgiveness meditation come from? And they kind of went back and forth and they said, I think Stephen Levine made it up. he really popularized it in some ways, and a lot of the Buddhist teachers use it. I don't think he made it up. We'd have to ask him where he learned it, because it's been around, but it's not totally traditional, and you don't have to stick with the way that it's taught. Find your own way to say it. Forgiving. May it be so, as much as I can, like that. Is that... makes sense. Okay, so please, keeping silence for now, walking practice. Please forgive me. I forgive you. I forgive myself. I love you. Carry on.